This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Inside News Talk Radio with Insight. You like that, Michael? Inside News Talk Radio with Insight. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to review the stories, the people, the discussions. And so the best way for us to get started is for you, my kind sir. You're not really mine, but I can refer to you as kind sir.
It's a nice way of expressing friendship.
Yes, it is.
My dear man.
Yes, my dear man. The top stories, if you play.
All right, here we go. These are the tales of excitement and woe.
Tales of woe, right.
Tales of woe. At number 10, we have psychology and relationships, obviously, as they are related to the tough times people are facing. At number 9, Facebook issues and social media. At number 8, U.S.-China relations tied with Hong Kong, the World Health Organization controversy, and all that stuff. At number 7, Black Lives Matter, police reform, sports images, and the Deshaun Jackson tweet. At number 6, the Supreme Court of the United States rulings. At number 5, we have the presidential race and politics. At number 4, the economy and the opening of America. At number 3, school opening order and the CDC guidelines. At number 2, health care, the mask debate, and meds. And at number 1, the COVID-19 stats and projections. And that's the top 10 in terms of stories in the conversation on radio. And the people's chart is Mark Zuckerberg at 10, Xi Jinping at 9, number 8, Deshaun Jackson, Nancy Pelosi at 7, at number 6, a tie between Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, and Gavin Newsom. Tammy Duckworth holds the number 5 position, Joe Biden at 4, Mike Pence at 3, number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci, number 1, Donald Trump. And there's a snapshot of conversation on talk shows like this, on stations like this, all across America this past week.
We refer to it as news talk radio because obviously we're talking about what's in the news. In your research, in your observations, where do people who listen to programs on our stations get their news? Where do you think there's one place, number of places? How do people get their news these days?
I think most people get their news from television. And many, many people get their news from their smartphones. People that are news junkies. It depends on the level of interest in news. The kind of people that listen to news talk radio are news junkies, by and large. And they and they follow the news. They watch the cable TV. They watch Fox. They watch CNN. They watch MSNBC and several of the others. The major networks do not appeal to the real news junkies in America as much as they used to. It's mostly the cable TV. And newspapers still have a readership. Much of it, however, is online, and that's where we come back into the smartphone arena.
All right. So when it comes to the traditional news talk stations, and many of them carrying this program, there is the old standby top-of-the-hour news, right? We go to the news. Used to be, remember back in the old days, it was 20-20 news. You got news headlines, top of the hour, 20 past the hour, 20 before the hour, and it was 60 seconds, and that was it. Give us 60 seconds, and we'll give you the world, or whatever the slogan was.
Actually, it was give us 20 minutes, and we'll give you the world.
That was it, too.
That was the saying on the all-news stations. But these news reports at the top of the hour used to have all kinds of sounders and music. From around the world and around the country, here's the latest news from the News Department.
And was it from around the world? Was it considered a trusting, were we trusting them to give us the facts the Jack Webb version of what was going on in the world. Give me the facts, please.
Just the facts, ma'am. I think that there was more trust in the news back in those days than there is today. I don't know whether or not that trust was well-founded. I think there's a lot more to this story than just who can you trust. There's so much more news today than there was then, so there's more reason to have to be careful as to what you consume. I also think that there's more targeting of audiences in terms of affirming what people already believe, and they're just playing to their biases. That has proven to be a very effective technique in gathering ratings and revenue. So, I think it's a little shakier today than it was back then, but we do have more choices today than we had back then.
So, the announcement, this is moderately inside radio, but it is something that will affect a lot of people. And the reason I ask about the top of the hour news, because many radio stations depend on a network like ABC, NBC, CBS. Remember when we were growing up as kids, it was the CBS news on the top of the hour that seemed to have the most impact. And then they all the broadcast networks got into it. And one of the companies that does a lot of news on what they call the top of the hour focus is going away. One of the companies that is in financial trouble has been, not wanting to make this too inside, but I think it's interesting for for the purpose of our discussion, for you to give us background, observational background into how some of these news at the top of the hour, the network news, how they impact what people hear on the local stations? Or is it all becoming one big network and everybody's listening to syndicated shows?
I'm not quite sure what your question is.
Because Westwood One, which is one of the resources that people use, a network that came out of some of the talk radio shows that we know, they decided they would do news as well. They have a lot of affiliates, and they're going to stop doing the news.
Let's tackle this from the beginning. So, a major news service called Westwood One News, which is a service of a bigger company called Westwood One, has announced that in the coming weeks they're going to end that service. They're going to shut it down. Westwood One is not going out of business. It's a major broadcaster. It's an arm of Cumulus Media, and they're syndicators. They provide syndicated product to all formats. So it was a shock last night when the word came out that they're going to shut down their news department, but they are remaining in business with their syndication of many of today's biggest hosts. So, immediately when I heard about it, I said, oh my gosh, are they shutting down their syndication?
Right.
And fortunately, that's not the case. Unfortunately, their news service is going bye-bye. Why? Because it's no secret that the media and journalism, newspapers, and many other media organizations are facing financial distress because of, one, problems that already existed before the pandemic in the broadcasting industry as a result of the times, and two, piled on top of their problems, economic hardship that has been incurred due to the pandemic, which is taking its toll on the broadcasting industry in general. That's the story.
It's really pretty interesting how this has all changed so much. While, during our careers as broadcasters, I remember the first newscast that was ever on a radio station I worked on was from Mutual News, and Mutual News is long since gone. They were the ones that first started syndicating Larry King, however. That era is really...
That was the Mutual Broadcasting Network, which actually evolved through various ownership changes into today's Westwood One, which we're talking about. And along the way, NBC News Radio. None of the original alphabet soup companies, the ABC, NBC, CBS companies, are the same companies that, nor are they the same situation that we grew up with. Some of them still have those call letters, those names, American Broadcasting Company, the Columbia Broadcasting System, and the National Broadcasting Company, NBC, CBS, ABC, which were the big three.
Right.
And remember, there was the fourth one, was Fox.
Fox.
Now, they're just all basically an even playing field. There's nothing, and I'm not diminishing their importance in any way, but there's nothing particularly special about ABC, no. NBC, or CBS.
Not anymore.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. They just, but still, even though they're not special, they still have a certain cachet because those names still have, you know, a certain amount of prestige. Wouldn't you agree?
I do. I think there's certain, especially to CBS, frankly, even though the likes of, you could hear Walter Cronkite on the radio. That was special. You could hear a lot of the TV stars from CBS News on the CBS network, the radio network, and that was a big calling card. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Talkers.com is where the stories are posted. The people list is there as well. These are the charts for the week of July 6th through the 10th on Talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. A lot of people, speaking of talk, are talking about how to keep their bedrooms, their beds, the accoutrements in their bedrooms at tip-top in terms of health and well-being. If your bed and the bed, all the things that surround your bed are allowing you, encouraging you to get a good night's rest, that's fabulous. If they aren't, why not? Why don't you have the right sheets? Why don't you have the right pillows? Why don't you have the right mattresses? All the things that are necessary for you to have a good, safe, healthy night's rest. I would suggest you go to MyPillow.com and look at the Radio Listener Specials page, where you'll find some exclusive deals for DJV listeners. If you use the DJV code, you'll be able to, for example, buy a Giza pillow, which normally costs $59.97. That's the special deal. But now, with the BOGO sale, you get two for $59.97 with the promo code DJV. So get the towels, get the duvet covers, get all the things that you'll see. Everything on sale at MyPillow.com, and financing is available. You'll love it because it's all made in America. Remember, those pillows, you can wash them and dry them. That keeps your bedroom and your bed even especially clean. So nothing better in the universe than MyPillows at MyPillow.com. For the best deal, make sure you use the code DJV.
What outdoor activity has become very popular in recent years on bodies of water near you? I'll share the answer in just a moment.
For over 20 years, Sigdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra-lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
The outdoor activity that has become very popular on bodies of water near you is kayaking. Kayaking is a great way to get exercise. It is environmentally friendly, fun, and an up-close and personal way to fish. Plus, it's easy on your pocketbook, too. So to learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is American paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephan here with my pal, my friend, my colleague, my cohort. Michael Harrison has been the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine for 27, 28 years.
30 years. But this
30 month. Years. Uh-huh.
Yeah. July 24th, 1990, so we're coming up on the 30th anniversary. The first issue, the first newsprint issue of Talkers was published on July 24th, 1990.
Wow. What were you thinking then? What were you thinking this would become? What were your, aim?
I thought it would be a very significant trade publication. Because I had a vision, and my vision was accurate, and I had a lot of experience both in radio and in trade publishing. I had done it for years in other formats, rock radio, etc. I was confident it would succeed. I thought that at best maybe it would have a 5-year or 10-year run, and I would have been thrilled. The fact that it's 30 years and, you know, as strong as any trade could be in today's radio industry, I'm very gratified.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's there's so much we're talking about, you know, the way people get their news. Everything has been splintered. You know, there's just so much of everything, and there's so many different ways of getting information. This is a way, however, for me to cull all of it. It is in one place, one source, for, you know, our specialty, which is news talk radio. And we were talking earlier about people and how they get their news and where all of this is going with some of the network newscasts changing and that sort of thing. I found it interesting this week, observationally, that Shepard Smith has been hired by CNBC, and one wonders what that is. That a forecast of something to change? Because CNBC has pretty much been the financial place to go on TV, right? Isn't that their niche? And he's certainly not identified with any financial reporting.
You know, he is identified with not being left or right and trying to be journalistic. And there's a lot more opportunity to do that on a network that is based in financial news, and the financial world is such an important part of news in general that it might be a good fit. I just realized when you asked me the question, where do people get their news, I left out one major, major source of news that's part of the news, and that is Facebook. People, a lot of people get their news from social media. And the reason I didn't say it at first is I still don't think of Facebook and social media as being legitimate venues for news.
Right.
But I have to say, you know, as I'm thinking about it, because you hit me cold with that.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about it. And hey, you know, a lot of people get their news from social media, and Facebook is the major place, or tweets. And, you know, there's a lot to be desired in that particular.
One of the major stories this week, according to the Talkers List, at number 9, the Facebook problem with continuing to allow hate speech in there. That's a major problem for a lot of people. And how have we dealt with it? Because number 9, obviously, it's on people's minds. So where do we go with that, Michael?
Well, we have to decide where freedom of speech comes into the picture, and what is a Facebook? Is it a utility? Is it a public utility? Is it a platform that's not subject to the liability that a publisher would have? It's a complicated legal issue. It's not just a matter of whether they're good or bad.
Well, are they good or are they bad? Or are they just trying to continue to make money in whatever way they can? I mean, there's a lot of money. And when you consider how big Facebook is, the advertisers that are yanking their support for Facebook because of the questions that are being asked by people who don't necessarily like some of the things that have been allowed to be published on Facebook, at what point do you, you know, where do you draw the line, I guess, is the question.
You draw the line as to whether they are legally a platform or legally a publisher, and after the break, we can discuss that a little more in detail.
All right, we'll do that. So, Mr. Radio, Michael Harrison is here with Mr. Radio Jr., Doug Steffen, 28 past the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The COVID-19 pandemic has created many challenges with self-isolation, one being simple day-to-day communication with friends, family, or colleagues. So how are we doing? Well, Ooma is a VoIP or voice over IP phone service, and they did some research. Jim Guskey from Ooma fills us in.
Where we've seen the greatest impact over the last couple of weeks is call duration. Everything is up, let me be clear about that. But call duration is where it's extremely up. For example, outgoing minutes is up 88% versus the previous month. Incoming minutes is up 75% versus the previous month. And overall call volume is up 40% versus the previous month.
Check out Ooma.com for more info. That's OOMA.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are now 18 injuries being reported following a fire and explosion on the naval ship USS Bonhomme Richard in San Diego. The injury is said to be non-life-threatening. The Pentagon says about 160 sailors were on board when that fire was reported yesterday morning. The ship was undergoing maintenance at the time. Multiple reports say Washington, D.C.'s NFL franchise will be announcing today that it's retiring its Redskins nickname, which some say is racist. A new name is not expected to be announced right away, as copyrights are pending. Actress Kelly Preston, the wife of actor John Travolta, has died from breast cancer at 57. She was diagnosed with it 2 years ago. She starred in movies including Jerry Maguire and What a Girl Wants. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's no word from the White House when President Trump will reschedule his campaign rally in New Hampshire. The rally at Portsmouth International Airport had been scheduled for Saturday night, but it was postponed because of concerns about the weather, as Tropical Storm Fay was at the time threatening much of New England. It ended up veering off into New York in the end. Zinzi Mandela, the daughter of South African anti-apartheid icons Nelson and Winnie Mandela, has died at 59. She was the country's current ambassador to Denmark. She died early today in a Johannesburg hospital. The cause of death has not been released. South Africa's Minister of International Relations saying that Mandela was a struggle heroine in her own right who served her country well. Ford's new Bronco rolling out today. Ford's expected to introduce two-door and four-door versions of the SUV, as well as a smaller model called the Bronco Sport. And the first update in about a quarter century has been in the works for years. And a car that starred in the James Bond movie Die Another Day is now up for sale. The Beverly Hills Car Club is selling that 1992 Lamborghini Diablo, which had been used by Bond's enemy in the movie. The price is $119,500. You can check us out online for free. We're at USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Moving on now, second half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. You know, I was looking at the list of Supreme Court rulings this week. Does it seem to you, or do you think that the focus here has been broader than the past, or is this maybe everything just got all jumbled up and came out in one big pile this week? But you know, there were a lot of very interesting and controversial rulings for the first time. You know, I don't remember a 9-0 vote. Do you?
From
the Supreme Court for a while?
I don't recall. I haven't followed every case. I mean, there's all kinds of boring, you know, there's all kinds of boring cases that the Supreme Court rules on that don't make it to the news. Mm-hmm. A couple of cases that were ruled on this week are very, very involved in hot issues, one of them being contraception and abortion, and the other being Donald Trump's tax returns. Those are, you know, hot-button issues that also test the divide in terms of conservative justices versus liberal justices, which has been a point of contention now for a number of years in terms of who's elected president and how the president will impact the nature of the court going forward for years to come, left or right. Mm-hmm. And that's been an issue. Trump has appointed two conservatives, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, and Roberts, the Chief Justice, is allegedly conservative. Well, to Trump's surprise, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh haven't gone along with every Trump-oriented issue. They voted in some cases against his wishes, as has Roberts. Yep. And I guess Donald Trump is learning that just because you appoint somebody doesn't mean they owe anything to you.
Sherry or water.
Yeah.
Right.
In a way, that's encouraging that the justices are maintaining a certain level of independence.
It is. Yeah, it sure is. So, along with that, one wonders if the following, and this is sort of inside baseball as well, but I think it's helpful for people to know what's going on in this business as representative of the face of America, because I think News Talk Radio, the radio world, is. So, a proposal surfaced about a month ago, and it seemed to get a favorable position, if that's the word, with the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, to allow outside foreign money to come into broadcast ownership, mostly radio. And so I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, how is this good for America? Because you know as well as I do, if they open up the ownership to foreign entities, the Chinese will be in here in 5 seconds, like they have been in many other businesses, means of production, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How could this be something that people would think was a good idea, Michael? Well, can you imagine working for a radio company that's owned by some Chinese government arm?
There already has been some examples of Chinese programming that's controlled by Beijing and the communists. So this is a complicated subject you're bringing up.
Why is it complicated, though? Why
it's complicated
is it
because it involves
the anti-American.
Anything having to do with the investment in properties and media and finances and FCC law is complicated just on face value. There's a lot of issues involved in it. I'm not saying it's complicated as far as the basic concept that we don't want foreign powers controlling the American airwaves. There's something about that feels, you know, unhealthy.
Yucky. Yeah.
But you have to understand that we're in an era now where corporations have no allegiance to any country, and this is a major issue. This is a major issue that goes beyond broadcasting. The whole nature of corporations in the social and political fabric of our country. We have to really look at this very carefully going forward. Broadcasting is a part of it.
Do you think it leads us further down the road to the eventual demise of the American way of life?
I think the American way of life, demise or growth, is something that's very subjective, but I do believe that the American way of life is subject to enormous change as we balance the fact that communications and trade have made us in many ways a global society. The world has shrunk, but on other hands, we are still a nation and we have to maintain whatever sovereignty we can. That's the major issue that we're dealing with in terms of everything, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, all of these trade agreements, the North American trade agreement turned into the new agreement that Trump has made with Mexico and Canada, our relationship with the European Union, Brexit, Russia, China, our frenemy, the capitalist growth of communist China turning out to be not
which
our frenemy,
funded.
But our
yeah.
enemy. I mean, you're talking about a giant cauldron of simmering molten lava. That's what these issues are. So, it doesn't surprise me that foreign money is leaking into the very corporate arena that radio has become in America. And, who's it good for? It's good for people who are receiving that money from China and these other countries because American broadcasting is facing very hard times. That's the problem. The problem is we cannot afford anymore to have good journalism and good media the way we would like to in a perfect world. And the economy is out of whack with what's good for Americans. And that's not to say we should go into isolation and that we should become xenophobic, but we have to reevaluate going forward where the boundaries are in our nationhood versus our relationships with the rest of the world.
Look at the investment in real estate from foreign interests. Look at the who bought the most expensive penthouse in New York. Who owns the most expensive home in Beverly Hills? They aren't Americans. They're Russians and the Chinese. And they're Dutch, and they're French, and they're all these people who want to be in America, the wealthiest people in the world, all want to have, if not roots in America, they want to be in America. But do they water down the land of the free and the home of the brave? One could argue that we're having that discussion as it relates to Black Lives Matter. Are we already in a place where, you know, we look back at some of our institutions and they're all getting to look kind of flimsy when you really examine, you know, what are we really all about? So, you know, aren't we the melting pot, the mosaic? Come from everywhere, so why not let everybody come in and bring their money and whoopee? You know, that's kind of the attitude that some people have, and maybe that's not wrong.
Well, it's got to be done with thoughtfulness. It has to be done with definition. It has to be done with a clear outlining of goals and exactly what's going on. It has to be clear to the public and clear to the world. And right now it's very murky.
Well, but you think the public constitutes from birth to death and looking at the demographics, or are we just talking about people who... The average listener to News Talk Radio is an older crowd, and people that don't pay much attention to the news itself or to what's going on are the younger crowd. They're so interested in themselves and their groups that they just seem to be oblivious. And I remember hearing this from my father, so I don't want to sound like my father, but I really don't think, because of technology and lots of other things, people are connected anymore. I think they're distanced from what's really going on, and they believe whatever they see on the screen. Is that yes or no? Is that
it's possible, yeah. I mean, yes or no. There's no yes or no. This is a situation that certainly there's reason to think that element exists. I can't say it's across the board. I can't say it hasn't always been that way either. Mm-hmm. And I can't even say that only older people are interested in the news. Maybe the media hasn't created news that's of interest to younger people. I think that if younger people were faced with information...
I mean, the
media is hopelessly out of touch with a large segment of the population.
Yeah.
Even News Talk Radio is. There are many different points of view, many different demographics, many different ethnicities. These people are real. America cannot have it both ways. It cannot be an open, free, land of the free, home of the brave, opportunity for all kind of a nation, and then get all aggravated if a lot of people are living here from other lands and other ethnicities that some people don't consider to be American. Well, at one time, people that say that's not American, their ancestors faced bigotry when they came as
Irish need not apply.
Yeah, so I mean, let's look at this thing honestly. What is your vision of America before you go complaining that we're not American enough?
That's a very good question. That's something to ponder for a moment. Next up, we're going to talk about the number one issue, number one and number two, sort of tied together here. The stats and the mask debate, that sort of thing. When will schools reopen or will they? 44 after on the News Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talk Radio and Michael Harrison, they go together like, what is that, the old horse and buggy? What is that? What's that old song?
Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage.
There we go. Okay. Here's a way for you to be healthy and slim. Do people who are slim naturally have a better chance of living longer? Yep, you listen to Dr. Ken, he'll tell you he's never seen a 90-year-old obese person, and so many people have put on so much weight since the virus started. many people in trouble before that and more in trouble now. So would you like to actually find the way? Here's, I'm looking at a story of a fellow who lost 94 pounds. His name is Kyle, lives in Illinois. His story is at toploss.com with all the other information about how this the components were put together by a doctor, three nurses, the science behind Calitrin, and how the weight loss formula that the world is now embracing really works. 86% of the people who decide to get on this program are successful in losing the weight, not only losing it, but keeping it off. Isn't that your desire? Go to toploss.com, my friends, toploss.com, and do what so many millions of people around the country have done, and that's sign on for this program. Use the code DJV. You won't have to pay for the product being shipped to you, and you can buy, and it's the BOGO sale, actually, going in now, the summer sale. Unlimited supply, buy 3, buy 4, buy 10, buy 20, buy 100, and get an equal number without paying for it. So you buy one, get one free. And this is a program that's safe for the entire family. Get on board. Go to toploss.com. Decide you want to lose the weight and you want to keep it off. Toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV for the best deals and free shipping.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, so the charts here indicate the COVID discussion continues to be number one. CDC not revising school reopening guidelines. I mean, it goes on and on. There's a new twist every week to this, Michael. How do we stay on top of it?
We stay on top of it by being diligent, reading the news, trying to be decent and have goodwill, and listen to science. What can I tell you, you know?
Mm-hmm. You can tell us a lot. I want you to tell us about your interview, Michael Harrison interview, the MH interview with my colleague, co-host, Jennifer Horn.
Jennifer Horn. It's mhinterview.com. She's Doug's co-host on his daily show, the DJV show, and she's quite a bright light in the broadcasting world. Check it out. She's a great broadcaster.
Yeah, she is. She's a great human being, but she's on top of it, and that's what makes it good. And this is a series that goes on and on, people finding inside information and insight as to how not only the medium works, but how people work. That's what Michael's good at getting at.
And next week we'll talk more about Facebook.
Facebook, okay. Mm-hmm. We were going to talk about Facebook. That's true.
Just want people to know I haven't forgotten.
All right, good. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Now 53 past the hour on the DJD program. It's time for our weekly visit from Nick Miles, your auto expert, at OurAutoExpert.com. A focus on what the coronavirus is doing in the automotive business and what needs to happen, and plus a lawsuit, very interesting, between two car companies. That highlights of our conversation coming up here. According to the IRS, the average tax return this year is somewhere around $3,000. If you're in the market for a new car, that lump sum can come in pretty handy. Experts suggest using it as a tool, not as a lottery win. Andy Solomon here has some more for you to think about.
If you are planning on using your tax refund to buy a new car, your first impulse might be to use it all as a down payment or to opt for a more expensive vehicle. Mike Amuzio, managing editor at Kelley Blue Book, says, not so fast.
Don't let cash cloud your thinking. Setting the refund aside, your first job is to determine what you can reasonably afford, and not just in terms of monthly payments, but also the total cost over the life of your purchase. That includes the down payment as well as other factors like insurance costs, maintenance, and depreciation.
Muzio says that once you've figured out a budget, you can do much of the legwork online, comparing cars and features, lease deals, and purchase prices.
All of your online planning and preparation should pay off in a smooth purchase process. And with the right strategy, your tax refund can be the foundation for a great new car deal rather than luring you to overspend. That way, the deal doesn't drive you, you drive the deal.
Learn more about how you should or shouldn't spend your tax refund in your next vehicle at KBB.com.
All right, so let's take apart this the automobile, whether it's a good time to debut some of these new vehicles, the Bronco, the Hummer, EV, and others. The virus seems to have taken its toll there. You've been talking off and on last 3 or 4 months about all these car shows that get canceled. Yeah. And without those, making the debuts a big thing is probably not too good an idea, right? Is that, would you say that was accurate?
Well, you spent 5 years getting ready for this new car to roll out in front of the world, and so you've got to debut it somehow. Unfortunately, because of the COVID-19, not many people are going places, so the rollouts have all been digital. So if you don't know how to use a computer, you're completely out of the loop. You may never see a new car again in your life. these new car companies are rolling them out digitally, online, and releasing the pictures, and having sort of TED Talks, as it were, from all their executives, designers, and engineers on how they came up with the ideas for the cars. That'll happen actually Tuesday morning this coming week when Ford do that with 3 flavors of the brand new Bronco.
Really? So do you think our automakers here in America are going away from some of the upscale versions of the luxury versions, if you will, of vehicles, and they're giving that over to the Europeans, that category?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. Right now there is very little taste in anybody's mouth to go buy a big, luxury, expensive car, at least not a sedan, maybe an SUV. A lot of people are looking at buying, utility-style vehicles. Just what if they have to go live an adventure in their car and travel in their car? So they're looking for the SUVs, they're looking for the trucks and those sort of things. Now, luxury sales are actually up quite a bit, but I think it's for those people who are buying the small luxury SUVs. Hey, if I have to live in my car, I'd rather have plush heated and cooled seats, is probably the idea.
You know, it's interesting. A friend of mine runs a Jeep Chrysler, or as you would say, Chrysler dealership. And we were talking about financing and how, you know, the various companies have their own financial arm. Apparently, Chrysler, when they were in trouble, sold off their financial arm, and the dealers don't use Chrysler much other than the zero down and that stuff for new cars, but they're going to banks and credit unions. Do you think that's the case not only with Chrysler but with the other major manufacturers as well?
Yes, I think you're probably absolutely right. The interesting thing with this is there are so many people who do, car companies do financing well, but banks do financing better. And companies like Capital One, who have financing, can do it for all different car brands. They even allow you to buy the financing online and then hook you up with a dealer afterwards. So financing has become one of the most important things. Even though car companies do a lot of the time have their own financing arm, the banks or the credit unions can do a better job at financing the vehicle. And so people like Capital One have built a whole business. They have a whole app and a whole website called Auto Navigator where you can actually go and find out how much you can borrow. You can even find the car. And they do good things like don't pull your credit, so you don't actually lose a bunch of money. So
there's some good advice hidden there in the last few words of Nick Miles, at least for this week anyway. Nick back with us again next week at this very same time. Nick Miles, his website, worth a look. It's ourautoexpert.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.